Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is that you get podcasts from. We appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. I want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right way with a trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville, or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Cola.
It'd be a little weird.
It'd be weird if a coffee house was in Cola.
It would be.
Yeah, no, that's no good.
It would kind of be like you eating lunch with Bob Corscadden.
Why would that be weird?
Because he's no longer part of this relationship. I feel like you were cheating on me.
What? It's not that I was cheating
on
you. It's just that Bob said, under no circumstances can Robbie join us.
Even worse, as you tell me, well, before we record, yeah, I got a meeting with somebody at noon.
Yeah, how is that?
That was the meeting?
That was a meeting.
That was your meeting.
We talked about business.
I'll fight him.
No. I don't think you want to fight him now. He's jacked.
Is he jacked?
Yeah, he lives in downtown like Tampa or St. Pete. And he doesn't have a car anymore. He bikes everywhere. He is ripped. You don't want any part of that. Put that four-fingered iron claw on you.
Me and Joel are in good spirits with each other. We have a good relationship. Mm-hmm. I'll just send Joel my battles.
It would be so. It's like trial by combat. That's your champion. Joel will be your champion. Okay.
I'm taking Joel in that fight.
Okay. Well, Joel does have one advantage. 10 fingers.
He has 10 fingers.
Yeah.
Correct.
His fists are going to be bigger. Just by science.
This is science, yes.
Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. Pip Printing and Signs, reliable service for every business need. Whatever role you play in your business, printing plays a role that you know about. You know how important printing is to the message and the voice of your business. It's how customers get to know you. Why would you want to do business with anybody but the best in the state? And that's Pip Printing and Signs. Use their website, pipridgeland.com, to get a better idea of everything they can do for you and your business, how they can help you shape your message that you want to get out to your customers. And then you call my friend Cam Baker and tell him, hey, turn about your Thunder and Lightning. Let's get to work. He will craft a plan and put together a vision and he has the concept of a plan, is what I've been told. So we'll see how that goes.
It's a concept of a hit that hasn't worked for a lot of people.
It has not. Didn't mention if he was eating any dogs, but there you go. When you need printing, the number 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And you certainly are looking for it. You need to get new gear with the logos that you want. They're available at College Corner. Two locations to serve you in the Jackson area, Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online, collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler, Starkville's flagship restaurant for lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. Restaurant Tyler is the best meal in town. Wanted to go there today. But they were closed due to the weather we're having here in Starkville. So our other sponsor will be getting that rub later on in the show. But any other day when the weather's fine, Restaurant Tyler is the place to go for the best meal in town. This weekend, if you're going to be in town, you have got to find a way to get there. Get over to Restaurant Tyler. Enjoy a great meal. It's the best meal in town at Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank, 16 locations dedicated to serving you throughout Central Mississippi. Let PriorityOneBank.com be your guide and let them show you not only where they're located, but how they're going to help you with your money, with money management, with investments. and how they're going to help you build for the future. Today, more than ever, it's more important to be able to talk to people about your money. You don't want to have to be on hold when you call the bank. You don't want to have to talk to people you don't know. You don't want to have to deal with some corporate people. You want to talk to people you know. You want to deal with a community bank. Priority One is your choice in Central Mississippi. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Are you jealous much?
You all right? Only whenever Bob enters the equation. I thought we made it through this. I thought we made it through this, but now he's keeping me out of having lunch. I don't like this.
He invited me to lunch. I don't handle anything. He didn't invite anybody else. It was just me and him. It's not like
he spoke ill.
Ben Waite showed up or something.
He spoke ill of your new podcast co-host.
He asked how you were doing on the show, and I said, it's obviously a lot different than you were. I said, but I think he's great. And he's like, yeah. He's like, that guy, he's opinionated, and I can see why it would work. He doesn't listen. So, you know.
What? I thought he was an avid listener.
He may have been messing around with me there, but we'll see. Good to see Bob. Just in town for the weekend. Or he's in town for a few days. He got in last night, and he's here till Monday. So I told him we were going to see Creed. He was super jealous.
Yeah, I'm pumped about that. We got to figure out the logistics of Monday.
Yeah, because I'm going to have to do the show. I'm not taking the day off. So we'll
What are you going to
do? I'm going to do sports talk.
So you're going to do it in Jackson? Or?
Yeah, as soon as Lebby finishes up, I'm going to head to Jackson. So I guess we got no podcast on Monday is what we're trying to – no Tuesday podcast is what we're trying to tell you on this one, I guess. Unless
we're not going to see the sign?
We could record – do you want to record that morning before we go to Lebby and just not worry about the press conference? I'm sure we could find something to talk about.
I mean, at that point, we've already done the recap of the football game. The next thing we need to talk about is what we learned at the press conference.
This might hurt your feelings a little bit. Do you want to skip the rumblings and come back on Tuesday, do a podcast about the press conference, and
we might need to because
we got to do our SEC.
We might need to this week because it's more important to talk about the week ahead.
Okay,
I don't think cutting off a day of Mississippi State makes sense.
We can live without the rumblings. So no rumblings next week. No podcast on Tuesday. Wednesday's podcast will not be the rumblings. It'll be just a normal podcast where we talk about what Lebby said at his press conference and go from there. There it is.
We're strictly all business next week.
Mississippi State has to be all business. We might as well join them in that.
We're trying to end Billy Napier's tenure at Florida.
That's right. This is a loser leaves town. It's streak versus career. Either
Mississippi State streak
will be on a two-game winning streak. And there you go. All right. It is Friday. That means we're doing the three P's that are brought to you by our friends over at Sanders Rentals. Will talked to me this week. He has got a fantastic new rental that's available for you the weekends of the Arkansas and the Missouri games. It's available for both weekends or just one weekend if that's what you want to do. Two bedroom, two bath, plenty of amenities, a couple of TVs in there. Says it'll sleep two couples comfortably. Got double king beds in this cottage. So give Sanders Rental a look today. 662-769-1412. Talk to Will. Tell him you heard about it on Thunder and Lightning. If you need to get a rental for Arkansas or Missouri weekend, you give him a call. Or, of course, looking ahead to basketball and baseball, if you want to make a rental for those as well, Will Sanders will take care of you. 662-769-1412. Mississippi State and Toledo. I had a Toledo fan in my mentions today. Robbie, let me read this tweet to you. And I'm just going to wait. We're just going to wait. I'm not going to say anything today. Just going to wait. But Dan Savage Live, Toledo Rockets fanatic and member of the Midnight Blue and Gold Launchpad podcast.
Oh,
said,
there's way too many podcasts, man.
What if Toledo has 3, 4, 5 draft picks on its team? And the 66th best high school class of 2024 was coming into town. That was listed as a positive. With a ninth year head coach versus a third game head coach, is there reason to believe the wrong team is favored in Starkville? You know, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I feel like I'm going to be tweeting this guy about midway through the fourth quarter and just being like, nah, There was no reason to think that at all whatsoever.
You know,
love the confidence.
If Mississippi State, Mississippi State could lose this game, I don't even know if I'd be like super shocked by it, just because I can see State just struggling here this year in a lot of ways. It would be very problematic if they lose this game, but to use the 66th best high school signing class as a reason they should win this game, I can't.
Yeah.
I can't get along with that.
No, I agree with you. So when we look at this game, Robbie, and I mentioned it yesterday, Toledo's stats are just odd. They're averaging, it's only two games, but they're getting 43 points per game, but only 320 yards per game. So they're not driving the ball or possessing the ball. They're scoring a lot of points, which, hey, great work if you can get it.
But all that matters.
Yeah, it feels like that's something that feels like it's unsustainable. We'll just put it that way. So I am of the opinion that defensively, Mississippi State, as much as you can against a team like Toledo, is going to have a bounce back kind of game.
I would think so. I mean, if they're giving up 300 yards rushing in this game, then everybody hold on to your butts for what Georgia and Tennessee and Texas is about to do. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this is a week that I think they need to flex their muscles a little bit. You got to come out and show everybody that your defense can come out with a nice game plan and execute it. They didn't do it against Arizona State. This would be a nice start to do it against Toledo, a team that you should be better at. At most positions. So that's kind of the thing this week, is they really need to bounce back and show people that they have something to kind of latch on to here in a positive way, and it's not, you know, just doom and gloom moving forward for Mississippi State's defense. If you continue to struggle this week, I don't know how many weeks they're going to be able to win on the defensive side of the football. I mean, you're probably looking at maybe one more that you're able to do that. So this is big. This is a big game to bounce back and kind of get your confidence back before you go up against a Florida team that I think is going to be much improved on the offensive side of the ball. We'll see what they look like next week. But this week, they've got to be able to come out there and impose their will on that side of the ball. And I don't know who's going to be back on that side, but you still got to find a way.
Yeah, and the point you made about momentum is huge. You know, State had a chance to really be rolling when Florida came to town, if they could have taken care of their business last week. So now you got to kind of do it all in one week and get the fans excited again. And the only way to do that is to absolutely handle this Toledo team. And I don't know. I've been thinking about that all day a little bit about – I was thinking in terms of Alabama's game against South Florida, right? Like, if you told me Mississippi State won this game 42-16, I'd be like, okay, that's a perfectly reasonable and acceptable result. But the way Alabama won that game, you know, you watched it, they were in trouble into the third quarter. That won't fly. We can't have people walking around the stadium going, what the hell is going on? It's got to be, it was 14-0, then it's 14-7, then it's 21-7, then it's 21-10, 28-10, 28-16, and then you pile on a couple more. And you call it a day, where you're never really in trouble. It just, for, you know, maybe it's a little closer at times than the score makes it look. That's what needs to happen from State. The other thing I want to see from State defensively is some negative plays. They haven't forced hardly any this year. I think they only have the one turnover, right? And that was the pick six against Eastern Kentucky at the end of the game. They're not getting a lot of sacks. They're not getting a lot of tackles for loss. You talked about, you know, what's coming up down the road for Mississippi State. This is your last chance to really, you know, look at an offensive line and say, physically, we have the superiority there. So if State doesn't get those negative plays this weekend, I guess they're not just going to happen, because they don't have a whole lot of opportunities coming up with teams like Texas, Georgia, and Texas A&M.
And I really feel like, you know, you need – some of those injured guys back. And I still don't know what to make of, you know, Calvin Dinkins, Deontay Anderson, those guys being back this week.
Lebby said, dude, they were going to prepare. They were hopeful, but they would prepare like they weren't going to be ready.
And I think that's just kind of like precautionary. Like, we need to, in our mind, we need to believe that they're not going to play, so we have a plan together and we're not relying on them and they're not there, whatever. So, I mean, that could be what he means by that, and that they still have a chance that they can both play, but if they don't play, they're going to have something in place to kind of help alleviate that. But they desperately need those guys. They need as much talent and as much depth as they can possibly get at this point, because they just they're kind of struggling a little bit in that regard. I think Eric Taylor would have helped them this year, mm-hmm. Especially with the depth in the defensive front and the middle. So that's hurting them. And not having Calvin Dinkins, who I think is probably your most talented nose tackle, that definitely hurts. And then Deontay Anderson helps too. So they need those guys back in a big way. But if it means getting them to 100% for Florida, then I can live with them not playing, because you do need to be at your best whenever Florida comes to town to try to find a way to get an SEC win.
We talked yesterday about Blake Shapen and how we like what we've seen from him this season, and I don't see a reason to think that he won't have another big game. We talked about momentum a minute ago. He's got it. He's playing well, and I feel like that's going to continue this week. I think this is a week where maybe you let him take a few more shots down the field. Again, you know, I don't like playing football. You know, what did Dan Lanning say? They're playing for clicks and we're playing for wins or something like that. I don't like playing for clicks. But Mississippi State's got to drum up some excitement. They got to get people believing that this offense is going to work. So I won't be surprised if they take a little bit more of a chance in the vertical game this week and let Shapen, Coleman, Akari, and Mosley get down the field a little bit more.
You're trying to bring as much excitement as you can right now, and this is a team that last week was lacking in that until the second half. So this is a lot like the first game of the season, where you're trying to sell your program to the fan base. While you know, college football playoff is out of the question with this team, and you're not going to win 10 games or anything like that, the very least that you can do is create some excitement moving into next year. So that's kind of the goal, is to show people that you have an exciting offense, you have something to build on moving forward. And I think, you know, the best way to do that is some of those big plays, which Shapen's been very good at the down field passes. I think he's hit two or three for, you know, 40 plus. Mm-hmm. At this point, he's a guy that's been really accurate on the deep ball. I think they're going to bring that out a little more this week. And coinciding with that, I think, is the running game. They've got to get that going, because that's only going to create more opportunities and play action and those deep passes down the field. So I think you're going to see a little bit of that this week growing for them.
Only one catch last week for Akari. Do you think he works his way back into the starting lineup this week and is more of a factor?
Yeah, I think so. I asked him the other day if he had knocked off a little rust, and he said there was no rust. So, but there is something to the fact that you.
When I go to the buffet now, you know, you used to think, oh, he's lost all this weight. Nah, dog, I'm still good.
Never changed.
Right.
I think that it's certainly going to be a more productive day for him. While he said he didn't have any rust to knock off, it was his first game in the SEC, and he's playing on the road. He hasn't been in the ball game for him yet. So I mean, there's something to that. There's something to the fact that he has not played yet at Mississippi State, and now he's going to have a chance to do it at home. He's probably got the opening game jitters out of the way. He's really excited about playing inside Davis Wade Stadium. So I'm expecting some big things for him this week. I'll have more on that in the coming minutes.
And that'll be available at the On3 website?
No, it's going to be available on the show.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Yeah. I see what you're driving at there. I thought you had an article coming out.
I've already written that article this week, but
we've talked about Shapen and Akari and the receivers. The running game, though, is I think obviously is where Mississippi State would like to see big improvement. You know, I think they would like to see that yard per carry, 5-6 yards per carry. I think they'd like to see some explosive plays from the running game. State, other than Shapen and Whittemore, has State had a run over 10 yards? I don't recall one. If they have, it has just
might
not
be over 10, but it's not over 20.
Yeah, it has not been what I expected to see from this offense from a ground game perspective. If you're Lebby this week, are you still trying to figure out a rotation with Lee and Daniels and Booth, or do you just want to say, look, whoever has the best week of practice, we're going to lean on you a little bit this week and try to find somebody to get into a rhythm.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he still appears to be a guy when you look at some of the teams he's had in the past. They like to share the carries. And for whatever reason, this group has not been able to get anything going yet. And maybe it is a rhythm thing for them. Maybe they need to be getting some more opportunities and kind of narrowing it down a little bit and, you know, maybe splitting carries with like 15 for Kevon Lee, 10, 12 for Devon Booth. I don't know. But it's certainly something they've got to get going because in the SEC, I just don't see this offense having the success that it needs to have if they can't establish a semblance of a running game. They're going to have to get something going there. All of Levy's offenses have been able to run the football. So that's a little bit of a concern on the offensive side of the ball, especially in a year where you have to have this offense scoring a lot of points. State has got to find a way to get that group going, and I don't know if it's offensive line that needs to perform better. Is it the running backs? I don't know, but they've got to be better, and they certainly need to be better in this ball game.
I don't know about this running game, man. I'm beyond surprised at how poorly they've run the ball these first two games. I really thought Lebby's offense, they would come out there. And maybe I overestimated Booth and Daniels and Lee. Maybe I overestimated the offensive line. Obviously, I did, to be totally honest with you. But the fact that State hasn't been able to run the ball effectively is the biggest shocker to me of all of these first couple of games. They've got to find a way to get that going.
No seam. Like, there's no room to run. They're like, Chapin has been able to scramble when everybody's been down the field or something. But, like, as far as in the middle of the tackles and the middle of the guards, they have not been able to clear a path.
Right.
And I think that's been probably the biggest issue.
At the same time, Robbie, they don't seem to run wide very often.
They don't run off tackle much.
You know, for Jeff Lebby, you know, Oklahoma fans always called him Jet Lebby because of all the jet sweeps, but there hasn't really been one. We had that end around with Creed Whittemore, but that jet motion has not been a big part of what State's done this year. So I'm interested to see, you know, if they're just
I think it was there either.
I think it was overstated there, but they certainly ran. I mean, I know with especially at Ole Miss, I know they ran that jet, that at least the motion of it from time to time, and you're not even really seeing that. So we'll see. The State needs to bounce back in all phases of the game this week. I mean, if they kick a field goal, it needs to go through. It needs to happen this week. So State has got to bounce back. They need a clean, crisp game that's, and they're not in trouble in from start to finish. Let's move into our preview and our playmakers and predictions. That's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. If you're cooking out this weekend, nothing beats the sizzle of beef on the grill. Weather's getting nicer outside. It's getting a little cooler. It helps when you have a hurricane go through. That'll lower the temperature sometimes. But that being said, if you're going to grill out this weekend, do it with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. Thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And I was looking for it earlier today, me and Bob. And he was very happy to be back at Two Brothers. Great meal there. They've got some new stuff on the menu, Robbie. I had not had it. They have a spicy pork taco now. Really good. Mm-hmm. Spicy barbecue sauce and some grilled peppers. Really
like good. Pulled pork?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got one today. It was really good. Really, really good.
So taco from there in a while. I got so stuck on the prime rib sandwich.
Yeah.
I need to get back into there, my you need groove. To
check out that taco. I thought it was really good.
I might try to go there on Friday before the Hardy concert.
There you go. With our guy Steph.
Yep, if Steph's down for that, we'll go.
And then day before yesterday, yesterday as we're talking, day before yesterday as we're listening, I went to the older brother. So I have been putting a lot of money in their pocket the past couple of days. Hope they remember that.
We've spent millions there at Older Brother or Two Brothers. I don't know about millions, but
and I feel like if Robbie wanted Two Brothers, forget about it. I put a new wing on there. So enjoy a great meal at our friends, Two Brothers and the Older Brother. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. They deliver it to you at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for 50 years. 50! You need technology. You need technology for your business, you give them a call. And then if you need service, it's the same number. It's not a different number. It's not a 1-800 number. It's not your own hold. Your business is very important to us. Our menu options may have changed. Press 0 to speak to an operator. But you don't get to speak to the operator. Well, you don't want to do that. Call Advantage Business Systems, and it's Advantage Business Systems. Hey, how you doing? It's a whole different thing. Give them a call today, 601-362-9192, or visit them online, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Before you at the games, this weekend, any weekend, you need to be at Maroon & Co. Maroon & Co. is the place to find the Mississippi State merchandise here in Starkville that you can't get anywhere else. You cannot get it anywhere else. They have so much unique stuff. I'm wearing a Maroon & Co. polo today, my crisp white polo. I never really liked white polos, but this one looks good on me for some reason. Got the state script. I feel good. I look good as I can, I guess. You can look better. Head to Maroon & Co. and check out their incredible selection. And use our promo code. Your wallet will look a little bit better, too. Thunder 15, 15% off regular price items. Some exclusions do apply. Before you go to Davis Wade Stadium, you need to go to Maroon & Co.
Offense, we can get Hardy some Maroon. Did you not hear what I said?
You were cut. No, I started talking and I was talking over you. Go.
No, that's not like you. You usually never do that.
I didn't know you were going to say something. I didn't know.
I was going to say, I hope that Maroon & Company could hook Hardy up with a new wardrobe because he's wearing the banner at football practice. So we need some state script.
Boy, what are you doing? You didn't get the message to him?
No, I didn't. I didn't know he was going to show up wearing that.
That's rough. That's a tough look for him. It's a tough look. He'll be all right.
I'm hoping he comes out on the stage on Friday in a much better garb.
It's going to be funny if he comes out in the interlocking jersey and everybody on the message board is going to be like, oh, he can get one, but we can't wear it. Yeah, I can already hear
it. Be pretty tight.
Yeah. All right, offensive playmaker, Robbie, who you got?
I'm going Kelly Akari. I think that we talked to him. Say what?
I said, oh, wow, okay.
Talking over me again.
I was your choice intrigued me.
Okay. So we talked to him this week on Tuesday, and I thought the confidence was really strong from him. Just kind of like had that vibe to him, like wait until you guys see what's coming on Saturday. I just have a feeling that he's going to have a big game. This is, you know, he talked about the fact that he couldn't wait to get back inside Davis Wade. This is the first time he's going to be actually playing inside Davis Wade. So he's thrilled to be out there, ready to get out there with his buddies and his teammates. I think that Akari's going to have a big day. I think, you know, 6 or 7 catches wouldn't shock me. Maybe a touchdown or two. I think it's going to be a breakout day for him.
If you're right, I mean, that's just another weapon for Blake Shapen. I'm going to project here a little bit, right? I keep saying that the running game's got to show up. Okay, I'm going to pick a running back, and I'm going to speak it into existence and go with Devon Booth. 15 carries. 70 to 100 yards and a touch for Devon Booth. It's going to happen today. If it doesn't happen on Saturday, it's not going to happen. It's just not. I don't know if it's going to happen. So he needs to get going. This running game needs to get going. I'd like to see Lee and Daniels do some things as well, but Booth is the guy I'm going to put my playmaker prediction on, because if State needs that. They need one of these running backs to show up. I think Booth is the top candidate to do so. What do you got defensively?
Defensive side, I think I'm going to go with Isaac Smith, because it appears he's going to lead Mississippi State in tackles in every game this year. So why not throw him in there as the defensive playmaker at this point? I mean, 28 tackles in 2 games. A lot of that, I think, has to do with the fact that Mississippi State's just not making the plays in the first 2 levels. But I do think that Isaac's playing really good football, and I think that he's going to continue that on Saturday. He's going to have a big game, another double-digit tackle performance, in my opinion.
I'm going to do the same thing here that I've done the last 2 weeks. This is the last time I will predict this if it doesn't happen, but I'm going with Trevion Williams. time to show up. Time to show up, young man. All right. This is the last ounce of faith I have in Trevion Williams. Either replenish it or I move on. And at that point, you know, I won't have any more expectations of it, I guess, at that point. So State, what?
You're done.
I would be done. Yes. State needs this kid to have the kind of game that people thought he would be having all the time when they signed him. All right. They need sacks, tackles for loss, disruption. They needed all these things. Need to do it against this team to show that you just to give a glimmer of hope that you can do it against the top teams in the conference, which are coming to Mississippi State's schedule. Who is your X factor?
My X factor is Devon Booth, your playmaker. I think that he's going to have a big play or two in this game. The running backs need to show something in this ball game, whether it be a breakaway run or a 100-yard rusher or something. Do something more than average, you know, 3-4 yards a rush. You got to show that you have the ability to run the football in this offense this year. Because if you don't, then you got some big problems moving forward if you're Mississippi State. I just don't think that this team can have success without being able to run the football, and I think Devon Booth has a big game in this one.
What you just said is the truest thing about Jeff Levy. This team cannot have success if it can't run the football. This is not the air raid. Cannot have 30, 40 yards rushing and expect to win with this offense. So that's a good pick. X factor. I got to go defense again, right? I just feel like State really needs some defensive players to start showing up. They need a pick. So let's get one to let's go to Bryce Pollock, most experienced guy at that cornerback position. Let's let him get a pick this week. State need, again, they just need something to talk about, man. Like, hey, Bryce Pollock had a good game, had an interception, had a couple of tackles, a couple of passes defensed. That looks good. The stat sheet, the playing for clicks, it's a real thing this weekend in Starkville. You're playing a team that you should be able to handle them from start to finish. So Bryce Pollock will be my X factor. What do you got for the prediction?
I think that State wins this game, but I think there's going to be some challenges throughout the game for them. I think they're going to give up points. I think they'll score points, but I'm going to say 38-17. I think it's 14 points going in the fourth quarter, and they get a late touchdown to kind of pull away a little bit.
All right. I'm right there with you. The 17, especially. I said 42-17. I think they get a little bit of a little extra put over 40 is what you kind of. Again, that just looks better on the score sheet. I'm locked into this idea that playing for clicks. So 40 points, under 20 points you give up. That's a solid day at the office. That gives you a little bit of spark, hopefully, going into next week when you play a Florida game that we've had circled for months. How important it is. That's the other thing I would be concerned too if I'm Levy is you cannot be looking ahead with this team because you nothing's a gimme with this particular Mississippi State team. So we'll find out more. All right, Thunder and Lightning live after the game. So probably about 9:30-ish on Saturday. And then we'll have podcast Sunday morning. Are we going to record after the game Saturday?
Probably not.
Okay, so we'll go Sunday afternoon.
Yeah.
What do you have going after the game? I know you got plenty of coverage on 3. Are you doing video as well?
Yeah, I'll have a reaction video on YouTube afterwards, and then we'll have full coverage of the game, stuff like that. So we won't have Thunder and Lightning right away, but you'll have both Brian and my thoughts pretty soon after the game on YouTube.
There you go.
Different YouTube channels, but
yeah,
still.
I'm on the Super Talk YouTube channel. Robbie has his own personal channel. Please subscribe to them. Both guys have a great weekend. If you're headed to Starkville, please be careful. Also, 3:00 p.m. on WLZA Laser 96.1, the MSU Mississippi Peanut Supply tailgate show available, hosted by yours truly. So check that out as well. Plenty of MSU coverage from me and Robbie. It doesn't cost you a dime. Well, at least mine doesn't. Robbie gets a little bit out of you, but he deserves it. He deserves it. That's true. All right, guys, have a great weekend. Talk to you again soon. For Robbie Falk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Yeah.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.